Title: Hold the Salt, Key Takeaways from the NLRB's New Guidance on Union Salting. Content: The National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, is sharpening its focus on salting the practice of union organizers seeking employment with non-union employers to facilitate organizing campaigns. On July 24, 2025, the NLRB's Acting General Counsel, AGC, William Cowan issued updated guidance that both clarifies and intensifies scrutiny around salting cases, altering how these matters will be investigated and litigated. 1. Employers and HR professionals should take note of this evolving landscape. What is salting? Salting is a union organizing strategy in which union representatives or pro-union employees known as salts apply for employment with a non-union employer for the specific purpose of organizing the workforce from within. 2. Unlike typical job applicants, salts are motivated not only by an interest in employment but also a desire to advocate for union representation or to gather evidence of unfair labor practices. 3. Salting can take several forms. Often, salts will conceal their union affiliation and present themselves as regular applicants. In other cases, salts may choose to openly disclose their union ties or organizing intent during the hiring process, which can test whether the employer unlawfully discriminates based on union affiliation. Additionally, in some campaigns, multiple union organizers submit applications at once as a coordinated effort to maximize the organizing impact or overwhelm the employer's hiring process. 4. Salting is protected under the NLRB, which prohibits employers from discriminating against applicants or employees because of union activities or sympathies. This tactic was most common in industries like construction, hospitality, and retail historically. However, in recent years, it has been increasingly common across a number of industries, some of which have not been prone to organizing, including technology, video games, transportation, cannabis, and fast food. Employers facing salts must tread carefully during hiring and discipline, as adverse actions against salts can spur unfair labor practice charges or NLRB investigations, especially as the NLRB renews its focus on these cases. Current legal standard, FES and Turing. Historically, all job applicants, including union salts, were protected against hiring discrimination under Section 2(3) of the National Labor Relations Act, the Act. However, the NLRB's 2007 decision in Turing Electric Company and Foster Electric, 351 NLRB 225, created a key exception. Union organizers are not protected if they lack a genuine interest in employment and are merely seeking to provoke or disrupt the employer. In salting cases, the general counsel bears the burden to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that the individual in question was genuinely interested in seeking to establish an employment relationship with the employer. 5. The key elements the general counsel must demonstrate include: the employer was hiring or planning to hire at the relevant time, the applicants were qualified or the employer's requirements were inconsistently or pretextually applied, and anti-union animus contributed to the refusal to hire. 6. The employer may then rebut the general counsel's showing by presenting evidence that it would not have hired the applicants even in the absence of their union affiliation. 7. Examples include demonstrating disruptive behavior during the application process, submitting stale or incomplete applications, or refusal of similar recent employment. 8. If the employer raises a legitimate question regarding genuine intent, the burden shifts back to the general counsel to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that the applicant had a bona fide interest in employment. 9. What's new? Acting GC Cowan's guidance. AGC Cowan's July 2025 memo to regional directors urges NLRB investigators to deeply probe the motives and conduct of job applicants claiming discrimination, focusing on whether applicants were sincerely seeking employment or were solely acting as union salts. 10. The AGC issued updated case processing guidance for all regional offices to follow when investigating refusal to hire or refusal to consider for hire cases in the salting context. Key aspects of this updated guidance include: enhanced investigations, regions must obtain all applications materials, scrutinize the motivation for applying, and thoroughly